What you're hearing here is the paint deck for the Walnut Street Theater. This is a 3,000 square foot room in a warehouse in Port Richmond where the theater company paints all of its backdrops. Production manager Joel Marcus says most theater companies would love to have a room this size to paint their backdrops, but with two full seasons of plays on the Walnut Theater's two stages, plus additional sets for its traveling shows, this just isn't enough.
During our last production of Elf, we actually took our paint shop up to the second floor and we wallpapered some of the big walls up there because we needed more space. We could have more people working if we just had more space.
The room next door, adjacent, is even larger, about 20,000 square feet, where props are constructed, and they're also stored here. There are tens of thousands of objects stacked floor to ceiling, pushcarts and currency and helmets and firearms, furniture, cutlery, mirrors, chandeliers, anything you can think of. There's even a coffin. There's two coffins. Prop master Glenn Sears has been working for the Walnut Street Theater for 13 years, and he says most of the objects are organized in his head.
It's just remembering back, oh, when we did this show, we had that, so it should be over here in this part of storage and stuff like that. So right now it mainly relies on our memory.
As reliable as his memory might be, the Walnut Street Theater recognizes that this might not be the best storage retrieval system. The Walnut Street Theater had been renting space in this Port Richmond warehouse for about 10 years, and it recently bought the entire building, which more than tripled its space. President Bernard Havard wants to turn the warehouse into a centralized prop storage facility to be used by many performance companies in the area.
If we can move all the props we have to the upstairs storage area and combine it with other companies' props, we can digitize pictures of all of those properties and get them on a big reference. And people can go into the reference, see what we've got, and we can make arrangements to have those props used in other shows for a modest cost.
The idea is still in its infancy, but some groups, like the Pennsylvania Ballet, have told Havard that they would be interested in this idea of a communal registry of props. The biggest hurdle, though, might be trust. Groups have to feel that their properties will be safe and traceable in a facility they don't wholly control. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.